last year alone, government spent over 24 billion cedis in energy sector, either you call it subsidies, under recoveries, or shortfalls. This year, it is estimated at over 30 billion in terms of the shortfall. Yesterday, we had a session with the finance minister, and a lot of the people here were there. We require about $1.1 billion to procure liquid fuels alone. Unfortunately, and the PRC is here, the liquid fuel is not part of the tariff structure. And so you would be buying close to $15 billion of liquid fuel, and that has to be paid by the central government because it's not part of the tariff structure. As if that is not enough, what you call the reserve margin, which is a necessity, because you just don't bring plants to meet exactly what you consume. What if one plant goes off for maintenance or any situation? That is not also part of the tariff structure. More importantly, the tariff itself, ECG, is unable to collect all the monies. And so you're having a deficit of about 2 billion cedis every month when it comes to ECG's collections. When you add that deficit and you add the fuel, which is not part of the pass-through, you are looking at over 30 billion. Car Power has just sent us a letter that by 18th, they will shut down the plant because we owe them more than $400 million. IPPs alone, we owe them $1.7 billion. And so it's serious.